did this last year, and we I had this radio play that, or this character I'd created when we used to do a lot of radio plays in schools. And it was Doc Merriweather and his two companions, who are sort of 15-year-olds in the early 1950s, who decide to start their own detective agency, the Merriweather Detective Agency. So it's very much in the genre of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, books that I grew up and loved when I grew up in the 50s. So this particular play is about a woman who comes to them in great need, and you know, it has sort of a detective noir feel to it. And I won't give away the story, but these young detectives take on the case, and they're based in Rhinelander. So, but eventually they have to go to England. I mean, it becomes a grand tale as they help Miss Anderson in her plight with this, and there's an evil villain, you know, hounds them, and they have to defeat his different ways of trying to stop them from finding this carved wooden box has a secret to it. So I probably shouldn't say more than that. But last year we did the same characters, except the other one was The Secret of Skeleton Lake, and since we've done that play, it was all about a mad professor up here in the North Woods who was genetically engineering a hodag that he, in fact, managed to capture into a creature that would drive all the tourists out of the North Woods. Grumpy sort of fellow. So they're a lot of fun. But the charm of this is the radio play, and I'm sure that your listeners are familiar with Garrison Keillor, you know, radio drama with the sound effects and all. But the charm of this is it's all performed by local people here in the community. And the sound effects team and the actors are local people. And last year, we were amazed by the quality of the performances, but they also come from different organizations in the community that support this effort with the Family Connection.
From the audience perspective, they might hearken to days of past where people would literally stand up in front of microphones and create an illusion on the air. Is that what you're trying to do?
It is, and that's why we call ourselves the Raven Radio Theater. That's what my wife and I created. And in the Pacific Northwest, the Raven is the trickster character in Native American lore. And we really like that idea of, you know, you hear, if you're listening on the radio, you hear somebody pour a cup of tea and hand it to somebody, and they talk. But in point of fact, you really have two people or three people talking at microphones, and then you have a table where people are pouring the tea and making the footsteps and, you know, shooting the starter's pistol or whatever has to happen in the scene. So it is, in a way, a kind of a trickster thing. And we first started doing this in the schools, and it was just wonderful. Young people just love doing radio plays and making the sound effects and doing that. What's nice about this particular show for the audience that would come is they're really watching it in the same way that a live audience would have come into a radio studio to NBC or CBS in the 1940s or 50s and watched a radio play being done live. You know, it's all done together. You know, in this day and age, you can do things multi-track, so you could record the voices first and then lay in the sound effects and music later. But this is all done live, and there's a sort of excitement to that you just can't duplicate.